From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is New York Times bestselling author and Oakland's own Mary Monroe. Welcome, Mary.
Thank you. Good to be here.
I'm so glad you're here. Mary's latest book is filled with all kind of juicy drama, and it's called Across the Way. And right now, we're going to hear her art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do at home.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy.
First up is the novel that made Amy Tan a household name, The Joy Luck Club. Now, this is a literary gem. It's about four Chinese mothers and their four daughters from different families who live in San Francisco. And they have some deep stories to tell when they get together for dim sum and a game of mahjong. And they call themselves The Joy Luck Club. This is definitely a favorite, Mary. You said this book changed how you see relationships between mother and daughter, huh?
Absolutely. You know, for years, I took my mother for granted, you know, in our relationship. And it wasn't until I read The Joy Luck Club that I saw myself through somebody else's eyes, even though they're Chinese and part of the story takes place in China. I saw, you know, the relationship that I have with my mother was very similar to all four of the other, you know, the main characters. Because, and the mothers, my mother was a lot like their mothers. Because I look at the Deep South as the old country, you know. My mother came from the Deep South and moved to Ohio for, you know, to have a better life for herself and for her kids. And so that, I compared it to that. And the fact that each mother in the book, strong women, and some of them have some stories to tell. If you've read it or seen the movie, then you know what I'm talking about. The book is so beautifully written, and it's also entertaining and it's uplifting. I could go on and on and on about, you know, with different adjectives and whatnot. But, and it's not just a woman's book. You know, I have some male friends. I used to work with some guys, and I recommended it to them, and they read and they loved it.
That's Amy Tan's The Joy Luck Club. Get it from your local bookstore or check out the ebook from your local library. Your next book is another classic, the 1972 film Lady Sings the Blues, starring Diana Ross, Billy Dee Williams, and Richard Pryor. The film was about the life of the late jazz singer Billie Holiday. Okay, Mary, how many times have you watched this movie?
Oh, I'm too embarrassed. I'm too embarrassed. I know every word, every line. I could sit here without the script and tell you, you know, say everything. But, you know, I knew almost nothing about Billie Holiday until the movie was released. I knew the name, but I didn't know her story. I wasn't familiar with the music. And the main reason I went to see it is because I try to go see all movies with Black performers. I love Diana Ross. And I wanted to see, is she a good actress? Because she's a great singer. And I was surprised because I thought she was a better actress than she's a singer. And her performance was definitely Oscar worthy. Too bad she didn't get it that year. And the other performers, you know, Richard Pryor, I always loved him. Been in love with Billy Dee Williams all my life. And the soundtrack, I mean, the music was just incredible. Billie Holiday's story is so important. She opened a lot of, despite some of the bad choices she made, she's one of the most important people in our history.
That's Lady Sings the Blues. You can buy the DVD or watch it on Turner Classic Movies in June.
When you and your man have to part, ain't gonna just sit around and cry.
Your final pick, The Jeffersons, the classic TV series about a Black couple in the 70s who go from working class in Queens to living large in Manhattan. So what is it about The Jeffersons that appealed to you?
Well, you know, at the time, we had several sitcoms with African-American characters. But unfortunately, a lot of them were just all about laughs and whatnot, nothing really, really serious. And even though I enjoyed them, the one that really, you know, had an impact on me was the Jeffersons, because in all the others, they lived in ghettos and they were struggling just to get from one day to the next. But the Jeffersons came along and they were successful and they were smart and they were upstanding people. And it's good to see Black people like that on TV. And I think that the Jeffersons opened the door for Cosby's and similar shows later. A lot of people, including some Black people, didn't see us as being prosperous and educated and moving on up, as I think the song says. But the Jeffersons proved it. And it was also funny, just like the other sitcoms I mentioned.
That's The Jeffersons. Watch it on Stars or the Decades Channel, which is 36.4 if you don't have cable. I've been speaking with author Mary Monroe. Her latest book is Across the Way. Check it out along with other books in that series. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was engineered by Tariq Fuda and produced by me. I'm Janae Darden.